Ski patrollers are called upon to blow things up in avalanche prevention work, search for missing skiers and snowboarders, provide first aid, evacuate people stuck on a stop chairlift, and enforce mountain rules. Flathead reporter Katrin Fry set out to find out what it takes to prepare for such a multifaceted job.
It's not quite the ski patroller Olympics I was hoping for, skiing backwards, jumping through hoops, blindfolded. In fact, when I show up to the Whitefish Mountain Resort, patrollers are inside, practicing specific stretches shown to them by a local physical therapist. President of the Big Mountain Ski Patrol Incorporated, Ryan Friel, is, however, wearing ski boots. Friel says Ski Patrol Director Terry King determines whether people meet the requirements to be a patroller.
We don't have an actual, like, on-snow test. He largely bases his decision on his feel, I think, and what he sees from potential candidates as far as their medical background.
Friel says King often hires from people he knows from working on, in, or around the resort and already knows of their skiing ability.
And there are certainly requirements as far as certain amounts of weight that you have to be able to lift, and you have to be in a certain physical condition because we are, you know, skiing in adverse conditions, rocky conditions, whiteouts, heavy snow, 250-pound men or women in a ski toboggan. Down steep slopes.
Friel says ski patrollers at Big Mountain are either level 1, 2, or 3, but some ski hills have up to level 5 patrollers. The difference is in the number of years on the job and the amount of training.
Current blasting certificate, wilderness first responder, or higher level of first aid medical training. Most of the patrollers will have their OEC, outdoor emergency care, or higher. Some are paramedics. It's not a requirement. But certainly every level of expertise in the medical field you gain is a good thing.
So no backflips, but there are explosives and a helicopter. Pilot Ken Justice lands the Alert medical helicopter in an empty parking lot near the Big Mountain Base Lodge. He goes over how to guide the helicopter into the landing zone, landmarks ski patrollers should look for, the amount of space the helicopter needs, 60 by 60 preferably, marking the landing zone, and lighting it when needed and possible. Also, how to transfer patients from the field onto the helicopter. This parking lot will not be empty when alert is called this season. They'll be landing on a spot marked out on a slope by a patroller.
Yeah, when we have to call in the cavalry, which is what we call the alert chopper, it's a pretty serious ordeal, and there's definitely lives are in jeopardy at that point, and it's all about, for us as ski patrollers, just kind of maintaining our protocols and maintaining calm.
Flight nurse Tony Wilcutt says the information they need is what happened, when, and medical history, if and when possible.
As you guys all know, the report you get, you know, wrecked skier. Well, you go up there, well, yeah, he wrecked because he had a heart attack and then, you know, passed out and then wrecked. The story you get initially and that story that develops is not always the same thing. So if you guys can kind of give us a concise picture of what happened and when it happened, makes all the difference in the world as far as what our next step is.
The ski patrollers assembled are men, women, lots of gray hair, some gray hair, and no gray. Friel says they've got one patroller with about 30 years of experience. He has 6.
It's the kind of job where the majority of patrollers have been, you know, the senior patrollers, there's a dozen or so that have been here for 15 to 20 years. And it's just a lifestyle, love a lifestyle.
Friel says with training behind, the true test comes during those first weeks on the job. Katrin Fry reporting from the Flathead.